I would like to find somebody where I podcast who talks about something similar to me, a category, and I want to do a meetup in real world. I click on it and I now land on a page and there's all the other podcasts from that publisher.
Welcome back to Podcasting 2.0 in Practice. As you know, I wanted this first course in Podcasting 2.0 to be comprehensible, to be manageable, to be easy to implement. So we've stuck to just the ones I like, my favourite features and the ones that I think will be most useful for podcasters and listeners and the easiest to get to grips with and actually make work. So if you have listened to this whole show and you are now hooked on new podcasting technologies, you're going to want to know about what else is out there. So I've asked Sam Sethi, who actually started the show with me and is now going to conclude the show with me. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hello, Claire. Welcome back to me. Oh, it's been a great show. Thank you for doing this, by the way. I'm sure everyone will thank you, but let me be the first to say thank you for putting all the hard work in for doing this.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. It's been very enjoyable. It has been a lot of work, but it has been very enjoyable. And it's been good to share that this isn't a big, scary, techie world. It's stuff that real people can do and can really help them. So what about the future? What are the kind of features that you've seen that you think are going to be really exciting for the future or are going to be the most useful? What might I be talking about in a next series of Podcasting 2.0 in Practice?
Some of the new stuff that we're working on, there's a new location tag, and the location tag's very exciting for me and for many others. So first and foremost, what is the location tag? It has two elements to it. One is, where did I record this show? Or what is this show's location about? So you might be recording in London, excellent, or you might be recording in London, but the show is about the Louvre in Paris. So the subject would be the Louvre. The way that we've done the location tag, it means that now I can put in my recording location and my subject location, and that links to a Google map or an open standards map. And we could do things like, maybe I would like to find somebody where I podcast who talks about something similar to me, a category, and I want to do a meetup in real world. Because I think one of the things with podcasting is it can become semi-lonely, as in I'm talking into a mic. I wonder if anyone at the other end's listening to me, or it could be, I heard Claire's podcast about this, but I really want to ask some more questions of people. And one of the great ways might be with a location tag is to be able to find people in your area and create real world meetups. And that's one of the things that we want to do. So location hasn't got that immediate, oh my God, I'm talking about a podcast and oh, the person who I'm listening to is based in Brisbane, Australia. Well, so what, right? But if you add extra features on top, where you can look at the category tag and say, oh, Claire's category is about technology and business and education. Okay, I'll put those three. Oh, look, there's five other people in my area. Let's ping them and get together and maybe we can share some knowledge. Maybe we can do some swaps, you know, feed swaps. So I'll put my feed into yours. You put your feed into mine. Let's build our audiences together. So the location tag's a very exciting one, I think, that's coming along. One of the other ones is the publisher feed. We've talked about pod roles. So that's the individual podcaster saying, here's 4, 5, 6 podcasts that I recommend to you, my fellow listener. But publisher feeds are really good for discovery as well. You know, we've talked about discovery, interactivity, and monetization. And I think discovery, again, I might like to listen to Global Network. One of my favorite podcasts is The News Agent, or maybe one of my favorite podcasts is The Rest is Politics from Goalhanger. I may not know the full slate of podcasts that Goalhanger produce. So how do I find out about their other podcasts? Well, a publisher feed can go into your RSS feed. So for example, Goalhanger might have in The Rest is Politics, a like a pod roll, but a publisher feed. So it's driven by the publisher, which lists all of their other podcasts. And now apps like TrueFans can then go, oh, okay, I've just seen that they've put this pointer to a publisher feed, follow it along. And now we create a new page that has all of the other podcasts from that publisher. So now I'm on the Rest is Politics page, and there's a little link that says Goal Hanger. I click on it and I now land on a page, and there's all the other podcasts from that publisher. Again, a great way of discovering what's going on with that favorite one episode or podcast I listen to. And now I go, oh, here's all the other ones they produce. Maybe one of those is going to be a podcast I want to listen to as well. So publisher feeds, locations are two at least that I can give you straight off the head. There are more though, but those are two that I really think will be exciting as well.
Thank you so much for all your help with this project. Because you've been helping me from the very start, even before we started recording, and helping with the planning and giving me ideas and being at the end of a email if I needed to ask any questions. So thanks so much for that. How can people connect with you?
I'm generally at Sam Sethi anywhere on any social network. And of course, you know, you can find me on TrueFans on LinkedIn. You can find me on Mastodon. You can find me on Threads, Blue Sky. So yes, just find me anywhere and email me sam@truefans.fm.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Claire.
Thanks so much for listening. Visit creativityfound.co.uk/podcasting. to access lots of useful podcast resources and find out more about my guests. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send a comment, boost, or super comment using any of the modern podcast apps we talk about in this podcast series. Or feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram account @podcasting2.0 in practice.